Welcome to the teaching and preaching ministry of Reverend K.C. Williams. The word is taught in simplicity, yet with power. As the deep panted for waters, let your soul long for God's word. Sit back, relax, and listen to God's word. Now, Reverend K.C. Williams.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So last week we started a series that we titled God's Plan. And I made it you understand that when we say God's plan, what do I mean? Following God's plan for your life. Somebody say after me, following God's plan for your life. Because I thought this is following God's plan for my life. I told you last week that if you don't miss any of the services, by the end of this series, you will be a full man. I mean, total man in its full essence. And you see it this morning. I'm going to teach very fast now because of some other things that's going on today. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Just to help those people who were not here last week. And I hope you were blessed last week. Are you sure you were blessed? And I was going to say this. How many of you listen to that teaching again during the week? Please make it a habit to always go back to the teachings you listen to. I do that every Sunday when I get home. I listen to the teaching and it blesses me over again. And some of you are going to ask, Pastor, I don't want to preach it. You don't understand. When you see my note, you know who preached it. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. So when don't joke with me. Feed on God's word every day. So just to help those who were not here last week, I said first thing that every invention has a purpose. Every invention has a purpose. In other words, if a television was invented, it is for us to watch the television. Am I making sense this morning? I said, there's going to be a time in your life where you'll be confused asking some funny questions. It's a rhetoric. You ask questions like, why are we even in this world? What was I created for? What is different between us and the animals? What's the difference? What assignment am I called to do in this life? Or better still, did God design me for a specific something? There have been so many things around these areas. You know, people say that, you know, God called you to do different things, but you choose the one to do. And so many confusion on that. Around it all. I told you last week, man did not just happen. Man was a thoughtful product. Because in chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible said, and God said verse 6, and God said verse 9, and God said verse 12, and God said 16, and God said verse 19, and God said, then when you go to 24, I said, and God said, let us make man. In other words, there was a board meeting. Let us make man in our own image. So your existence is a product of planning. Do you hear that now? A product of planning. So stop thinking yourself cheaply. Now that's because you've not understood the efficacy of your being. You've not understood what went into it. That is why you're living your life anyhow. And you hear this morning. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have to have a conference to decide your making. Let's make man in our own image. In after our own likeness. So you were thoughtfully planned. Some of you say this like, sir, but I was born out of mistake. Yes, you're born by me, maybe by mistake, but you were not formed by mistake. Did you hear that? Probably your dad did not plan to marry your mom. You were the one that died there, not. Because in their culture, once you pregnant one, you marry the person. You're now feeling all the life. See, it is the devil, it is the seed of the devil that is making you feel that way. We who are born well, I am alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't tell me this morning. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, it says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou comest forth out of the womb, I have sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. And one thing I said last week is that God's plan for your life predates your birth. What God wants you to do in this life, His plan for you in this life, happened even before you were conceived. By what conceiving means the day you join your mom, your dad and your mom met. That means God's plan over your life has been in existence. Your parents were just a vessel used to bring into this world. Are you here? I want to say something very key. Can you stop playing? Listen to me. Very key. Pay attention. I say it again. Because last week I was to teach that I think you guys didn't get it. I say it again now. God's plan for your life predates your birth. In other words, before your mom and your dad even thought of meeting, there was a plan of you. Your parents were just a vehicle that was used to convey you into this world. Now, if you are still limiting yourself because of the family you came from, you've not caught God's plan for your life. Am I communicating? So your background should not put your back on the ground. That's not a motivational statement. It's a pure fact. Are you here this morning? Please answer me. I said, are you here this morning? Your parents have nothing on you when it comes to fulfilling God's plan upon your life. However, there's a natural advantage. If your parents are billionaires, you won't struggle. Are you here? But a man who has found God's plan for his life, whether the parents are millionaires or not, God's plan on his life stands still. It's one for somebody here. You've been beating yourself up, blaming your parents for how your life is going up now. You're saying, you know, if my parents have had money, maybe I would have done better in life. No, the issue is that you have not understood God's plans for your life. I think the richest man in Nigeria or Africa is Dangote, right? Can you name 5 of his sons? Can you name them? No, you can't. There's some wealth a man will have, it will overshadow that of his generations. You have to do 10 times, 100 times better of what you have done. You think David just want to sing? If David became a businessman who went into oil and gas, he had to first of all surpass what his father had done in that sector before he began to write the name for himself. He had to go to another path. Able to what? Signal himself out. Are you here this morning? As are you here this morning? So God's plan predates your birth. In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, he said, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus Christ unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. In chapter 1 of that's Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6, chapter 1 verse 4 verse 6, he said, according to as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love, having predestinated us. So we have been predestinated. So every single person under the sound of my voice right here was a careful thought of God. It was not a rascal thought. It was a careful thought of God. Say, I matter. I want you to follow me. There's a reason why I said this. Not play the keyboard. I want to talk to you. I think I want to preach this morning. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you. Say, I matter. You were a careful thought of God. God finished you before you started. Before I begin to go into teaching, I've shared this in church before. How many of you have seen beds? Bed. Have you seen a bed on top of a barbed wire? And nothing shocks them. Have you seen that before? You see, when God made the world, he made it once. God created the beds once. You and I will know what God created. God created Adam and Eve. We are a product of recreation. Procreation, brother. Are you here? So there was a system. Oh, come on. God is a God of system. God created a system that will reproduce humans on earth. Ha. That's why he's also what? Yeah, I taught in first service how to, need for wealth. He should create systems that will reproduce money. That's how men are rich. Are you here? Listen, in the next 5 years, any guys who are born now will be so broke and poor. I'm not here to chat against Yahoo, whatever thing like that. Okay, we all know what is evil. Listen, because you're not, even that money you're stealing from people, you're not even creating a system for sustainability with it. What the devil does to you, it will crowd your sense of judgment. It will have never, it's a bit more, I'll get another one. Continue. And I need a gate man. Are you here? So God gave the system. So we are product of a procreation. Procreation. Are you still here? Are you still here? I was going to say something, I've forgotten about it. Hallelujah. So, God predestinated us. So, when you see a bird, God created a bird then. A bird. Bird that flies. Amen? God understood because he's an omnipresent and omnipotent, omnipresent God. All right, he went into the future and saw that there was going to be a country called Nigeria, where an economist will be a minister of power, where a political science graduate will be the director of National Medical Association of Nigeria. Are you here? God understood that Nigeria, they've seen us. That was the reason why a man who is the minister of power will allow naked barbed wire transmitting electricity in the air. We don't even care about wildlife. Oh, sorry. They've not cared about our life. It's the why they will care about. Go to Dubai. You won't see wire anywhere. Someone came to my dad and told me, "Ah, Papa, it's like you don't like wire." Why we like wire? What's my protocol? Is it, what we like wire for Christ's sake? You like wire everywhere. You're a wired man. Are you here? You won't see wire anywhere on the sky. People that have sense. So God saw that Nigeria will not care about wildlife. And the best of the earth might not even be, we innocently go and perch on it. You know what God did from Adam? God gave them an insulated leg, so that when they perch on those places, it will not shock them. But if you go and touch it, it will shock you. First of all, what are you looking up there? Am I communicating? And the wisdom there is, which will grab in your heart, that if God can think about a bird from Eden, to think about a bird and molded the bird into a way that it has a protection over his life. Very communicating. See, listen, what is that? All animal teaches you something. Everything teaches you something. The tortoise has a strong back that prevents it being eaten by any other animal. No animal eats a tortoise. Am I communicating? Do you know why? Because it is slow. God knew that this one cannot run. If he sets now, you know, Fijakwa. So therefore, I will cover you. Ayadakaka. If you want to clap, man, I want it. Oh, okay, I'm not. Let me warn you, from next week Sunday, I'm expensive. I will tell you why. Next Sunday, I'll be using my mic to preach. Calm down. I'm a mic have a PA. Do you get that? My mic have a PA. A PA for the mic. Just with the mic. Touch the mic. If you don't understand, don't worry. Don't celebrate my son in the house. Go, here, God. Celebrate a super court. Stand up. Let him celebrate you. Stand up. Hallelujah. He splashed some cash on me and said that, how did you say it? Who gave money? How did you? Yeah. He bought me a very powerful mic. That mic is over 300K. I'm not joking right now. Yeah. Over 300K. Yeah. What mic? I always say the price. So if I'm preaching with it, if I say anything, you'll begin to clap. If not, just respect money. Hallelujah. Celebrating my service. Okay. Now, come back home now. So if God can think about the animals, how much more about you? Why communicating? How much more about you? Say it one more time. Say, I matter. It is the seed of the devil that you place in your heart that will make you to begin to think lesser of yourself. Don't you understand that you are free? 100% free. One more time, say, I matter. Do you know, as an individual, I just want to help you now. Angels are on guard 24/7 on you. See, people that commit, I think that's a form of hopelessness. Because you don't understand kingdom reality. There are so many things, you know, happening for you that you don't know. That same thing that guy killed himself for, or that person passed through that thing with full chest. You know the guys 2 weeks ago, I said, see, bet this life. Look life into his eyes. Say, life have come. We die here. We shake it back. Thank you, Father. Last week I told you that some men who we saw in the Bible, who we saw that God had planned for them, they saw God's plan for their life and all of that. And the first one was who? Samson. We saw Samson, and the circumstance surrounding his birth was actually another lesson on his own. And the angel of God will meet the mother and call the mother and tell the mother that they're going to have a son, and he will begin to deliver Israel. So what was his work? To begin to what? Deliver Israel. His work is not to deliver Israel. Like I said last week, some of you are fighting fights that is not meant for you. Or you are overstretching yourself unnecessarily. His work is what? To begin to deliver Israel. Just go and cause trouble. That's all. The same with John the Baptist. You are not the Savior. Go and make way. John the Baptist was the first hype man in the Bible. He was shouting, make way for the maker comes. The maker left for me. And he understood. No other Bible says there's no prophet greater than John the Baptist. You know why? He understood his call. He stood on his call. He never competed with him who was sent after him. For this ministry here on earth. Am I teaching good this morning? Glory to God. I told to the men last week, I said, you see, I love how, what's his name again? Justin Fowler is called what? Manoah. Manoah actually wasn't there when the angel of God came to the wife. Manoah had to, the Bible says he entreated God to send back the angel to him. You can't be talking about my child, my seed, in my absence. And the Bible said, and God obliged him. God sent the angel again. The angel came. The man now said, okay, what did you say again to my wife? And I said to you, you are as a man, you must be the head, spiritual head in your home. Did you hear that? Don't be the one saying, I want to marry a wife who is a prayer warrior. And what's your plan? What's your plan? And ladies, don't marry and be hoping to be a prayer warrior to your husband. There are so many stress in life. Praying for that idiot should not be part of it. Should be blessing him, not praying that he should not go out and cheat. Nonsense. Listen, don't let the devil train you. That guy have time. Schooling you now, your boyfriend. Now, you are praying for your boyfriend. Father, please help him. Because this one that gets, you have been making excuses for him. The guests are coming to his face and they are shaking it. They shake. That is just coming to my head. Hallelujah. Nonsense. Are you still here? You don't do such things. Prepare your mind to marry a man who will defend you. Come on. And who will be there for you financially? Emotionally. Not the one something happened. You are crying. Your husband is crying. I mean, have you seen men like that? Men are not supposed to be overly emotional. They are just loving. Yes. Because some decision might have to... You have to keep your emotions to take some decision. Now, such men are being raised who the devil are training. A boy, a girl broke your heart. Why must a girl even broke your heart? Yes, now. Guys, we'll talk in mentality. When you're sick, now you break your heart first. Hallelujah. Yes, now. Don't worry, I'm not contesting. We'll meet in butterfly. Glory to God. We'll settle it there. I'm saying the truth right now. And some of you cannot even deal with heartbreak. They break your heart one day. You mourn it for 1 year. What's wrong with you? That you move on. Are you still here? At night you are sleeping. Now, you know when they break your heart newly? Anything you're watching on TV will be talking about your story. Has that happened to you before? Alright, glory to you. It won't happen. But anyways, everybody will chop breakfast. Are you saying? No, it's not good. Just because they came to you does not mean to come to me. Are you still here? I won't continue now. And I say again, that God's plan for man is not just for a select few. That's one of the kind of thinking we have. We just feel that God created everybody and picked some special people and then put his plan on them. No. God's plan is on every man. Say it again. God's plan is what? On every man. Not because you hear the story of Samson, you hear the story of Joseph, or that doesn't mean that every other person didn't have plans. God has planned for your life. He has planned for your life. Glory to God. And I went on to teach that if we understand, some of us have actually missed some certain things in our life, including I myself, Nobody ever sat me down when I was young to tell me that I was going to be a minister of the gospel. As a matter of fact, they never liked the fact that I'm preaching the gospel. Like I said last week, I'm the son of my parents. And if there was any other option, they wouldn't allow me to preach the gospel. Are you here? Nobody told me. So some of you are sitting here too. You are actually lent to God. God borrowed your mom, you. But they didn't tell you. In the case of Samuel, Samuel was a child who was lent. And I took the son and lent to God back. Hallelujah. You hear? So just because they didn't tell you, or better still, just because your own story is not as dramatic as that of Samson. Your mother does not have a story to tell that one day I was coming back from market, the woman just shot me and said, there's that baby in your womb. It's a boy. He will be born with two teeth. And he will be a great person. So nobody told you such a story. Now you now believe you'll not be great. But any nonsense they tell you, you believe it. You hear? I said again, just because your own circumstance was not dramatic, as it is, as it were, doesn't mean that your God doesn't have a plan for your life. Solid plan is there. God has a plan for your life. And the good thing is this. Even if you are strayed out of that plan, which is not your fault, nobody ever told you, because you can't maximize any product without the manual. Nobody told you, that is all fine. But now we have the Holy Ghost inside of us. Alright, we cannot ask the Holy Ghost to teach us what is my plan. What is God's plan for my life on this earth? Are you here? And again, you're not ensured by a serious factor that your kids will not pass through this stress you pass through in discovering God's plan for their life. I mentioned that last week. I said, first of all the men here, you must make sure you determine by words of prayer and utterance and prophecy, you determine the kind of kids you want to have. You ask God, what is the destiny of this boy? What is the destiny of this boy? You don't train all your kids the same way. You don't know? If you have four boys, you don't train all of them the same way. If you understand that there's a purpose for their life, you are so sure God gave you that assignment on them. You train differently. I was so amazed when I learned that my spiritual father, for the first 5 years of the two children he have, the band again, they didn't go to any school. First 5 years. And he said that God gave him instruction that he should homeschool them for 5 years. And I was asking him privately, I don't know if I'm going to say that. He said, God said to me that on certain things at that age, it's what you input in them then that they will know for life. Imagine those guys, small children. Imagine they have been taught that there's nothing I lack. They don't have anybody in school telling them that, my father has not paid school fees. Only thing they heard is the seed of God's word. That can only come from men who have put their ears in the heart of God. So he said, don't take them to any school. Homeschool them. They told them ABCD, 1, 2, 3. They are smart kids. But more, they were teaching under the syllables of the Almighty. Communicating here. Once we were born, don't know who's your mother, who's not our mother, because we should sleep everywhere. Like compound, anywhere we'll be left face, that's where we sleep. This is why wealth is important. You will make money in the name of Jesus. I will continue. Hallelujah. I taught last week too. You see, it was one thing that Manoah demanded from the wife, okay, that the wife told Manoah that the husband, that the angel of God came to me. There are some people here, once you begin to witness on dimensions of the spirit, you will feel that nobody can talk to you again. Angel of God visited you as a wife. Your husband was not around. When he came back, he looked at you and said, honey, I think from today, I think you should be doing the cooking. But there's something spiritual about it, because as I was praying this morning, the angel of God descended. They will use angel now to see other things. The angel of God said to me that I need to preserve my spiritual life. I know people like that. Just because of an encounter, it took them away from proper training, things of God. And I said to you guys last week, I'm just trying to do throwback because I want to be fast. I said to you last week, the man is the head of the wife. Somebody didn't get me last week. You were asking me questions on my inbox. The husband is the head of what? Of the wife.
I corrected myself now. Again, the husband is what? The head of the wife. That is biblical. That is spiritual. But please, the man is not the head of the woman. Did you catch that? On the confinement of marriage, the man, which is the husband, is the head of the wife. If you go against that, you have got to contend with. But on the edge realm, simply put, the man is not the head of the woman. If you are working in a corporation and your boss is a woman, better answer yes, ma. Yes, ma. Some of you say, I cannot work under a woman. Stay there. But if you say yes, he say jump. He say how high, ma? Say lie down. Say how flat, ma? Say die. Say how long, ma? Yes, you must understand that authority is something you should not joke with. Men who prosper understand some principle kingdom. One of them is authority. You get what I'm saying now? I'm talking to the men. Don't be in competition with any woman. Not at all. If they're prospering, support them. Are you here? Support them because you're actually a keeper. You should be a supporter. A woman of a lady can be called to be a GO of a church. If you are the husband, sir, you are actually an associate pastor. Nobody will die.
I thought you got last week. It was so funny. Sister Joshua and Joshua and Sister Debbie. Ah, I don't understand. All right. Gender changed. Hallelujah. All right. When Joshua marries Deborah, hallelujah, because it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Now, let me change. Don't worry. It's okay. When bro Daniel marries Dami TikTok, amen. You see, wait. When we start doing wedding in this church, it will be massive. Glory to God. So when Sister Daniel marries Dami TikTok, okay, that's why I call her Dami TikTok. Right. Some of you doing TikTok up and down. Continue. Hallelujah. All right. So marries her, and Sister Dami is the head of media by day. But David is the head of nothing, for example. All right. So but David is also in the media department. When they go to church, Sister Tammy will say, "Brother, please can you sit there? The husband, brother, please can you sit in the front? Please, can you make it fast? You know your ego will be tampered with, but because you understand that in this place, in this extreme, all right, the man is not the head of the woman. There's an authority instituted already. He has to be humble enough to go there to sit. Now, God now gave instruction to the head of the media, which is Sister Dami. Sister Dami now said, for this coming week, we're going to fast for 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They got home on Monday. They had a nice time on Saturday night, on Sunday night then, on Monday morning, as how the custom is. But Daniel said, honey, please can you give me my food? Then Sister Dami gently said, oh, honey, have you forgotten that there was an instruction passed in church that we're going to fast in the department, we're going to fast for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? You know, before he was angry, how this girl just command me up and down, right? I said, Manuel. No, you won't use social words. Okay? But he said, guy, woman. No, when your husband calls you woman. Woman, guy, before uncle, what is she? Woman can get me my food for Christ. Better than get the food. Because in that place, he is the head of the house. When you get to church in the evening, you can say, please, Brother David, Brother, please, can you just come over? I need down. Hallelujah. Then when they go to him back, I saw the story go. You can see how interesting it is to be in a Christian family. Let me tell you, there's quarrels in Christian homes. Just that we know how to settle. Am I communicating? Let's continue. So we saw Samuel that God gave him to Anna. And afterwards, we saw John the Baptist. We saw Jesus Christ. We saw Paul the Apostle. And most of these things, you notice that when the angel of God comes to them, The angel of God doesn't just come and tell them that you will have a child. And he goes. He comes and tells them, you will have a child. This name shall be called this. This is what his life is all about. So name matters too. Why communicating? You see, there's a way how kingdom men does things. You don't name your child Blue Ivy just because Beyonce named the daughter that name. I'm not also saying that it's not beginning to name your children all Bible characters in the Bible. Yeah, and you have to understand what Bible name is. You can name your son Ichabod. Some people will know. The glory of God has departed from Israel. Hallelujah. And the son will grow up and curse you. Amen. You know, our forefathers, they have some funny names. My former son name is actually Leif Swan died. As a meaning. So when people, now you understand why I say I will die at 107. Me, Leif Swan died on this earth. And the Leif Swan died. Hallelujah. I know prosperity, I've not paid the school fees, but please don't bear poverty. You can laugh if you want to laugh. Hallelujah. I know. You have an argument. Even that one being prosperity, I've not said, I've not paid. Yeah, I know. But please don't bear poverty. Thank you, Father. I said, thank you, Father. Now, lastly, on that, I taught you that the first purpose God wants you to fulfill is to enter into his rest. What's the purpose of salvation? One is to get into his kingdom. Because you have been predestinated in Christ. You see, any other thing you achieve outside of being in Christ is actually a waste. I get what I'm saying? Now, lastly, on that, before I ended the teaching, I say to you, you can't have a GP until you have entered into higher institution. So your destiny, your purpose in life is like the GP. You can't begin to count on purpose if you have not entered into what? That mark of investing, which is what? Christ. You've not gotten saved. So your salvation is the first pointer to your purpose in life. Somebody's going to say, so does it mean that all these people who are doing well in life have not achieved purpose? Yes, sir. They have not achieved purpose yet. Because I didn't mention this. I think it was the first time I was going to say this. You see, one of the reasons why you must make it and make it on time is just it's also to preserve Christianity. Last year, all of a sudden, we all went online for services. I remember that. Online for services. The people who criticized the church of God for using iPad for Bible, people who criticized for using phone for Bible those days, now had to make the phone their church. Did you get that? Yeah. I think we had a church conversation one time like that in Ado. Yeah, and some guys were having an argument for the funeral. I remember. When you do that, so we're using Facebook, Instagram for services. Just a few days ago, last week, we had some disruption of network, right? It now dawned on me that Mark Zuckerberg runs this world. Imagine how you were so depressed just for a few hours. Mark ruled the world. He owns, I think, owns TikTok now, Facebook, Instagram. The most used social media network is your WhatsApp. He did Mark verse, which I not do again. I'm someone that always says that. Now, I hope you understand that Mark is not a believer. Hope you're aware of that. He's not a Christian. Funny enough, he's not even a Muslim. In other words, he's an atheist. He doesn't believe in God. I think he's even a Muslim. I think we know that their own issue that we're trying to help them to understand that Christ is God. He doesn't believe in God. Do you know how many atheists Mark Zuckerberg has created by being an atheist? If you spend 1 hour with that guy to see his life, you'll become an atheist. Am I communicating? You question yourself, all the prayer I'm praying for sins, a man is just there. Money is flowing everywhere. No issue. I watched a video on his page. He was playing, what's that thing called again? I don't know the name. Fencing. That is not sweet. But because of how he was playing it, because he will play, me, I'll play with my kids. So what? Bang, bang, ding, bang. And he was just like, see money. You hear? You make money so that companies. How about if we give Facebook room for their money? Have another app that we can use, Christians can use. Not that we're segregating us and the world and all of that, but there's an agenda going on. I don't want to sound as if I don't understand what is invoking the world and all of that. But I tell you, the devil is not sleeping. I thought this was teaching about, and when we did ask Reverend, most of you guys are patronizing Babalawo, but you don't know. That thing they tell you is blue eye. Don't you wear it? Look at somebody, they'll favor you. Once you wear this ring, do this and this. Kaya matter. All those things like that. The devil just repackaging demonic things in a simple, syllable form. Yet we, the believers, are not marketing our God in a way that people can buy it easily. Am I communicating? What he said to me? He said to me by saying, some scripture said that church, they will just be doing program that does not make sense. I say, you don't have sense. But if you have sense, you will make sense for what you're doing. What do we do in church today? We praise God in the old way, right? There are some people here who have not been to our church before, they are here today. They hear me pray for the first time today. God's word will hit them today. Their prayers will be answered what? Today. They will never live here the same again. It's a simple of understanding things. If the devil is not sleeping, trying to use all means to get men into his kingdom, the believers will also do the same. That is war. In case you don't know, we have to fight this war and we must win. Say God wins. Thank you, Jesus. So I begin to teach now. The first purpose of every saved person on earth is to do ministry. Say it again. The first purpose of every man who is born again is to do ministry. And what is ministry? Ministry means preaching the gospel, sponsoring the gospel, partnering with those who are doing the gospel, following the agenda of God on earth. He said he wills that all men should be saved. That is his agenda. That is his plan for life. He wants no man to escape. He wants everybody in his kingdom. Because he's a loving father. So every believer, your first assignment in this world is what? To ministry. So there's something called ministry of help. You might not be the preacher here. You might not come to people to preach the gospel. But you can be in that ushering department and be serving God there, helping us to preach that same gospel to hit men. I've been protocol team helping the man of God to make life easy. I've been church bus unit trying to get people to church. It might even be in the finances. You are just there that anytime money is ever needed, I'll provide such amount. It's ministry you are doing. I'm communicating. The first purpose, I tell you again, I know why I said it's not applicable. I don't want it to be so rich. The first purpose of every believer on earth, once you are born again, the first assignment you must get into is preaching the gospel. Listen, if you are not preaching the gospel, you are not living on God's plans and purpose for your life. The one I was saying before, when I mentioned your plan of God for your life, some of you are already thinking, I want to be a politician. Well, those ones are secondary. The most, the foremost first is preaching the gospel. I don't know how best again to say it. We have not done enough. All men must hear about Christ from our mouth. So you can be an engineer, you can be a wedding, in that field, you'll be preaching the gospel. You hear what I'm saying right now? Do you notice that the first place the devil attacks you is the place of you sharing the gospel? You are so bold to talk to anybody. When you want to talk about Christ, you become so timid. Some days ago, we sent missionaries to different places in Oyakete. And I asked people who did not go, why didn't you go? The answer is simple. They are scared. The devil is raising a stronghold in that angle. Just want to feel your purpose in life. Your purpose is what? To preach the gospel. It is not something we do as side hustle. No. You are called to preach the gospel. Say, I'm called to preach the gospel. Say, I'm called to preach the gospel. So if you see someone preaching the gospel, the person is living on God's plan and purpose for his life. The earlier you get this, the better. Go with the God. Number two purpose, which is where we're going to diversify. And number two is to serve your generation and serve in your generation. To serve your generation and to serve in your generation. You see, there is a mark as generations. Our generation is not the same with that of our fathers. Are you here? No matter what they knew then, they might not cope with our generation if they don't raise up to it. I've seen many ministers of the gospel who were such a mighty people during those 90s and all of that. But this is a whole new era. God is using men. Glory to God. If you don't cope, if you cannot raise up with it, you will miss it. Miss it. First plan is what? To preach the gospel. To ministry. Number two, to serve your generation and to serve in your generation. How do we serve our generation? There is the seed of God inside of you that if you don't bring it to the table, this world will suffer because of that. I'll say that again. Look up here, everybody. Look up here. I don't want sound. See, in this world, it's like a puzzle. You are a missing piece in that puzzle. If you do not suit your, if you don't put yourself in that place, not only you suffer, you will suffer because money flows in towards the seed that have been inserted inside of you before you are even created. Am I communicating? Now, how it will affect the world is because you are supposed to be the missing puzzle that will make everything make sense. Now, look up here. I'm fishing so good. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Look up here, look up here. You see people like Davido, Wizkid, Awilido, for example. Look up here. The only issue with them is that they are not using the talent God gave to them for God's glorification. Did you hear that? After that, learn everything else from them. They found their purpose. The devil thwarted the purpose. See, once you find God's purpose for your life, you'll be successful. It's as simple as it gets. Am I communicating? The Bible says in Acts chapter 13, verse 36, therefore David, after he has served his own generation, by the will of God, fell on sleep and was led unto his fathers and saw corruption. In verse 37, said, but he whom God raised again saw no corruption. So in other words, David served his generation. How did he do that? First of all, he rose against the Philistine. He turned Goliath and he killed him. Not just that he killed him, he killed his brother so that affliction will not rise up a second time. This is what I'm teaching at all this morning. Do I call the keyboard this back? Huh? Listen to me. Get to God now. It's our generation. And so when I say, sir, are you saying that he's going to kill Goliath was his mission? No. But that was part of the mission he had to accomplish. No other person could have killed him. Ah, listen. If God was looking for an army general, he has no business with David. God was looking for a man who will stand when he needed a man to stand. Are you still here? Thank you, Jesus. That's a great, thank you, Jesus. Hear me. Greatness is the aggregate of your service to your generation. When you hear people say this is a great man, it simply means that these people have served their generation. The aggregate of your service to your generation. How great you serve is how great you are. How do you serve your generation? See those little ideas you have, those little thoughts in your mind, provided it's a good thought, it comes from the Lord. Do you hear me? See, how to hear God is so simple. The devil can never ask you to do anything good. It's not simple. The devil can never ask you to do anything good. It's not possible. It's not God's friend. Number two, the devil can never ask you to do anything that will favor God. This is what I'm saying. Last one, go. It's going to be checking. You have to think deep and tell yourself the gospel truth to understand it. The devil can never ask you to do anything good for yourself. And never. You can only mask it and tell you it's a good one, it's a good thing. Hallelujah. So that time we were in church, we were raising money for something. And all of a sudden, one voice told me to tell you, don't give, don't give. Who is talking to you? Who is talking to you? Who is talking to you? Because of course, if you give, it's from God's word. Thank you, Father. Now, two mandates you have to understand. There are two mandates in this world. The first one is the Adamic mandate. And number two is Jesus' mandate. Now, the believer in Christ must master these two mandates and none must be missing. I need your full attention right now because this will change your life. These two mandates, none must be missing. What's the first one? Adamic mandate. The second one is what? Jesus' mandate. That's the gospel mandate. The first one is Adamic, which means what? The mandate to replenish the earth. It's the mandate to add to this world. My communicating. Add to, don't leave this world the way you met it. Add to this world. Have you ever thought about who discovered how to cook a goosey soup? Oh, blessed be that woman. My communicating. This whole world we are living in now was not created by God. Man designed it. But the seed of creativity have been put into the heart of that man. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you understand the idea of God I put inside of you, greatness will spur out of you. Inventions have not ended. Not ended yet. So from this church, from the house of God, shall rise witty wisdom. Creative ideas that we add to this world. You must be an addition. It's an Adamic mandate. And that will say it's an Adamic mandate does not mean it's a bad thing. You must be making an impact in your generation. And I mean serious impact. Oh, something's burning inside of me. I don't know how to express it. You must make impact in this world. Adamic mandate is, I want to be an engineer. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a mother. I want to be a footballer. There's nothing wrong in being any of these things. Provided you have understood and you have gotten salvation. Get what I'm saying at all. You know, of recent, Chidinma Ekere got saved, right? He's going to do change from secular music to what? Gospel music. Yeah, a wonderful one, an amazing one. But if you have asked me, I say, Mama, I love your salvation experience. Do music. Music. Just take away vulgarity from your song. We need, on birthday party, we need to dance. We need to shake body, and I'll be more happy to know that it's a kingdom child that is making me to dance and not shakati bobo. Whatever that means. Communicating. Adamic mandate. Whatsoever your hand finds to do, what do? You do it with all your mind. Don't be actually losing God's power for your life. Not because it is not there, but because you have not become serious with what God has put in your hand. God put music inside of you. They are joking with it. Why are you will not come? After service, you are supposed to go home. God gave you a beauty. Use it for Christ. God gave you a beauty. Use it for Christ. Whatever in this earth realm that God has given to you as an advantage, use it for the gospel. Do you hear me right now? For the gospel. Everything. That's what we are created to do. Make that money for the gospel sake. Get that popular for the gospel sake. Break those deals for the gospel sake. Thank you, Father. Number two, the Jesus mandate. In the Jesus mandate, by the way, still on the Adamic mandate, see, God, he does not have any problem with you becoming a billionaire. There's no problem with that. In fact, you should be. My friend sent me half a million last week, Sunday. And I'm okay, it is amazing. Just send me the money, half a millionaire. The man of, in fact, it was his wife that messaged me and said, the man of God, I was one who sent this with my hand. So you will pray for us. Pray, put my name first. I was laughing. So there are such men who actually sit down to sponsor the project of God. And you can be such a man. Did you hear me? You can be such a man. Damn, such a man.
Thank you, Father.
You pray the great things. I'm not trying to say that you can go and become become an inventor and just invent anything, purposeful things and all unpurposeful things. I mean that there's something you have to add in this world. Sometimes it's not even a necessary inventing something. There is something inside of you that another person needs. It could be that you have the seed of advice. When you sit people down to talk to them, they always go back with so much heart full of joy. Yeah, that is something that God has put inside of you for people.
God said to me that after this series, there are going to be ministry bedded inside our ministry.
Men will stand up and do that thing. You think, anytime you see a child who's not going to school, your heart is angry, you are so pleased. That is the signal God is saying to you. You have an NGO bedded inside of you, but you are not doing anything about it.
And one of the reasons why the devil is dealing with you is because you feel like, me that I've not taken care of myself, how am I being to take care of it?
That is the devil dealing with you in that space.
Of you know here that you have a strong prayer, how to put it now, ministry. You have a strong reach out ministry. Not to start a church. Well, I don't advise anybody to start a church. This is no easy. It's no easy. If you are not called to start a ministry, don't start. If you start, you die before time. Alright? Hallelujah. If only I've known. I just stay one place. I need to have under one ministry. Serving God in the ocean department. How will you suit and give them? This one, I'll change one suit to the glory of God. I won't find sister. I will chop a job of oppressing them as ushers in church. Winking at each other. Just imagine me standing here and my wife is standing that side. Just look at them. The midst of the service. Hallelujah. They will suspend us there. I agree with God. Are you still here? One of the ways to serve God in your generation is by your giftings and your abilities. Look up here. How many of you know you have a gift? Okay, if you have a gift, let me see. You have a gift inside of you. A gift. Now, some of you, it could be singing. Some of you, it could be dancing. Some of you, it could be talking. You know, talking is a gift. Some people are great talkers. I had a meeting with one of my friends, one of my partners, something we're trying to set up. And he told me that our third partner, who I have not seen in person, we just did a Zoom meeting. He said he's a pitcher. That's the first time I'm hearing that word. He said he's a pitcher for a profession. Pitcher for a profession. I said again, please, when you make money, don't send students to any house school. Send them to private university. Let them go to Oxford. Let them go to Harvard. No, there are courses that are not obtainable in this part of the world. Which one is pitcher? This guy is just 26 years old. He has travel to over 50 countries. Young Nigerian. You know his work? Just to talk. And he's a freelancer. A company just call him up. See, we have a partnership you want to do with a company in Chicago. You need to just go there and pitch for them. Let me put it in the way you understand. So I want to sell this iPad, sir. Please, I don't know how to convince this person to buy it. Can you help me and go and just sell this iPad to this person? Just explain how this iPad works for the person. Then the guy just look at the iPad, just take some information about the iPad, then cook up his own. Guess what? The results say that he has never mixed anyone. He has been to 50 countries in this year. On Wednesday, I think it was the guy who introduced me to him was in service on Wednesday. He went to a conference university. Oh God, you own it for you. Hallelujah. When you make money, you will give your children the liberty to live their purpose on it. Some of us, our parents forced us to study medicine.
engineering, lawyer, because they have family issue at home. So you are the one who's going to come for God.
If my son say want to be a DJ, Holy Ghost, go ahead, son. Or just know you're going to be the kind of DJ that will speak in tongues in the midst of it. Come on, Casa Balatich.
Woo!
This will do the boss being Casa Lige. The kingdom DJ. Now some of you, in primary school, I want to be a lawyer. Secondary school, I want to be a doctor. University, studying economics. Final year, make a big noise for DJ Wheezy. You see here, there is a unique person. Listen, I wish I had time for this series. I mean, someone's up anyway. Hallelujah. Anyway, I stop, I'll continue next week. Hey, amen. Now, we'll continue midweek service. I think we'll have to do that midweek service. What is it, midweek service? You have to understand. Those little things you think is nothing inside of you is put together by God for you to achieve His purpose here on earth. Both the way you think, the way you act, your temperament was all put together for you to achieve the agenda of God here on earth. Let me put it this way. Your beauty is a strategy of God. Did you hear me? It's a strategy of God. God can use that beauty of yours to cause men to come to Christ. I don't mean begin to sell yourself for them to come to Christ, no. But they can see you and say, you know, I told you guys some years ago, I was in Uniport to preach, and I was preaching there. I finished preaching. The then Miss Uniport just came to me. She was in the church. After service, she came to me. She met me. She said, a very lousy girl. I said, see, fine voice. Yeah, she's wasting. She's wasting. I mean, to God who made me. What I said in my heart was God punish you. In my heart. But what came out of my mouth, God will catch you. But not 3 months later. I said it in church so many times. Not 3 months later. That pastor called me and said, guess what? That lady you talk about is now in our ministry school. She's serving God. Hallelujah. So no matter how good looking you are, you think you can serve God? You're joking. Am I communicating right now? One lady in my ministry, one particular time, just stopped coming to church. I say, why are you not coming to church? I don't like the way guys are looking at me. I say, something's wrong with you. Nobody's looking at you. You're the one who have so much expectations of people about yourself. Me, I don't know you. You hear? Thank you, Father. Oh, this world has already entered. Glory to God. I say, glory to God. Number two, how to serve God in your generation. The number one is what? Identify your special abilities. Number two, identify your company. Serve God in your generation. Identify your company. Oh, John the Baptist had a company. David had a company. Jesus had a company. So what's it about company? So company actually means destiny, partners. Those people are going to facilitate, destiny facilitators. All right? That's what I mean now. You identify your company. You see, if you follow my series, you discover that we're almost hearing the same thing from different angles. That is how God is. The whole scripture is talking about just one thing. Different stories coming towards it. You see, if you make the wrong choices of friendship, you have destroyed your life. Because your company matters. People who work around you matters. If you have wrong people around you, you have wrong things happening in your life. Am I communicating? Therefore, you must choose friends with carefulness. You don't make friends just out of chances. Two of you entered the car from adultery, yeah? Therefore, you know, your battery was down. You now use his phone to take a call to check to know where your key is. Your friend made the key. The next day he chatted you up. So if you are not talking, the next day you have told him the story of your life. How your father was sleeping with your younger sister. Are you mad? Now some of you just have this venture to talk about nonsense things to friends. Is it to gain their pity or what? If you say, ladies, before you say bestie, it's weak guys that will tell you that some of you are not bestie. Say bestie, my boo. You are booing each other, but at the back, killing each other. Two guys meet themselves. The next day, that night, I don't know how God made these people. No, it's not a beast, anyways. Hallelujah. Yeah, I want to explain. Yeah, I can explain. So, met two of them just met today.
Say, my soul sister.
So narrate all her story to her. So Nakaya only I give. It's just the wit, the one that has more wisdom will not keep some part.
This one knows how many guys are dated, how many what happened in their father. Yeah, I mean how what's happening in their house. Tomorrow they fight tomorrow. So now you got the story against her. Preserve yourself. Are you here? It's a wisdom. Preserve yourself. Not everything is meant for the media. And for the ladies, don't marry men who are too expressive. Men don't talk too much. Any sports you are ranting on social media, talking. Well, you're not a commentator. Even commentators even rest. If you talk too much, men will not take it seriously. As one pastor has so much and love and respect, so full of wisdom, but he talks too much. And talking too much does not necessarily mean you're talking with your mouth. If you're posting every time on social media, you're talking too much. People will get bored of hearing you and over again. How many of you notice that this is, I don't post most of those, my long posts on Facebook, my status again. You want to hear me, come to church. Hear my teachings. Telegram channel is there. If you talk too much, your worth will reduce. Right? And people know how to reduce people's worth. No matter how brainy you are, if you are too accessible, people will not value you. That's what I'm teaching anyways. Are you here? To find your company. And one of the surest places to find your company is in the local church. Find your company. Find your facilitators to your destiny. They are seated right here. There are people who are going the same direction with you. You can't be saying granite and walking with somebody who is saying nail. Walk with someone who's saying Gary, at least if you buy Gary, you buy what? You buy granite. You can do that to yourself. You can't enter the same vehicle. You are going to Lagos, you enter the same vehicle with someone going to Abuja. Your life is like this. That's why you're always fighting. You're dating the wrong guy. Not that the guy is not a good guy. He's the wrong guy because he's going to the wrong destination and you're going to another destination. Every time there's fight, there's no unity. 12 feet don't understand each other. And that's, I said to my status, how do guys find girls who are not, how do I put this? Girls who are not smart, how do you find them, attractive? How do you find girls who are not intelligent? I don't mean intelligent now, who are not smart. You know you can be smart and not be intelligent, alright? You don't know book, it's not a course. Yes, now, who don't know book? Yeah. But you know book, hallelujah. How do you find them attractive? What do you talk about? Okay, BB Niger, that's finished. You only see people talking about some certain things that you see them with gusto. They're talking about, with all gusto, saying about it, but you bring another conversation, nothing comes out of them. And that's why you sleep with each other per second billing, because there's nothing else to do than to sleep around. And you discuss crypto with her. Does she know what is dumb? So you're talking, looking at you like, and you said, do you even know what you're talking about? You are talking because your friends are talking to you. And now, these days, I see people, they'll screenshot, market value, they'll screenshot and repost. Say, I'm buying coin. You don't have coin. Nonsense. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know people that have coin. Not you. You don't have. Shut up. Go with the God. I say, last time, I'm going to say it again. For some of you, see, if they're doing crypto, do crypto. Let's know. If they're doing Yahoo, come this side. Let's know. Don't confuse us. Never in your life post, ID.me available, sponsored. Who are you deceiving? So saw a Yahoo boy paid you to advertise for him that you are doing nothing. I don't mean it. Part of my joy. Oh, God. If you want to do nonsense, just remember that your pastor is a wise man. Hallelujah. Some of you that will miss me not to see your status. Well, I have angels here. They will view your status and come and tell me. Amen. Are you still here? Are you getting blessed today? Find your company. And you have to pray if I do this. See, one reason why you must find your company on time, especially the ladies, the guys. You can't marry a wife before you find your spiritual father. Did you hear me? Find your spiritual father first. Because if you marry a guy who doesn't have a spiritual covering, you will end up training a boy to become a man. So many issues. There will be so many issues.
Alright? Homes that you see that are doing well in Nigeria, I mean, in Christianity, is not homes without issues. They are homes that have strong spiritual covering over them. If you, anyone that marries me, you know if I'm his babe, you know who to report to. If everyone comes in front of me, I'm a dead man. He said, nah, come down to Lagos. I have to fly down to Lagos anyhow. You are dating a guy who have no spiritual regard for any pastor. That's it. They said, Satan, when he set you up, Satan is training you already. In your home, it will be so disorganized. No unity in that home. Because if you can't hear anybody, you won't hear anybody when the issues affect your life. And hear me? Once you get to 18 to 20, 24, 25, plus 26, your parents cannot train you anymore. Your parents still train you at 26, but they are not training you. They are killing you. There are some things my parents cannot tell me to do now. In fact, they tell me, they now won't do it. Because I'm a man of my own too. I was talking to one of my sisters who are having little issue, and I keep saying, I'm a man of my own. She says, no. I should stop sharing that nonsense. Yeah. But I have to let her know that I'm a man of my own. And when I'm saying that, I just remember that I don't ask anybody for money. I'm not asking for feeding money. So I'm a man, man. I can take care of myself. And my wife and my two kids, glory to God. And any other person that I choose to adopt at that time, glory to God. I say glory to God. I get what I'm saying this morning. Thank you, Father. Some ladies are doing the job of what the father, the spiritual father of their husband is supposed to be doing for the guy. They are doing the job. It's not like you're praying for him all the time. There are some things that are not by prayer. When they receive heart reset. I pray this prayer with them. May I never overgrow the kind of fear I have for my spiritual father. And the fear that man. Listen, even when we were talking, I can't look at him in the eyes. Listen, my mom, that's the wife, said, okay, look at me in the eyes now. I can't. You have to preserve some innocence for your sanity. See, it's not until you're 100% right, that's when I don't father you because you are perfect. I father you because you are imperfect. Do you hear that? Some of you just want to come and show me your perfect side. You just come here, want to show me. Well, I know you finish. I know you finish. You have to be powerful before you submit under the authority. Do so for your own life and for things to be easy with you. Glory to God. And some of you are saying in your mind now, I've already missed this in life because it's obvious I'm in the wrong company. You know, one of the easiest things to know is you know when you are not where you're supposed to be. You are with friends who you are living your life to impress them. You hear? Both guys and girls. Give me that impression. The discussion you have about this nonsense thing. None that is nonsense, but it doesn't add value. It doesn't have to be sinful. They're discussing things that you know. This thing, nobody's a fool. Even the fool is not a fool. The fool only becomes a fool in the company of where foolishness is actually the wisdom there. Because inside of his heart, he still knows that this is not the right thing to do. Your friends are discussing about how to meet up and buy the latest iPhone 13. But inside of your heart, you know that it's not that you don't like iPhone 13, no. But your father is still farming for somebody else in the village. What they eat is the proceeds of farm. And you took 1.1 million to go and buy a phone. If nobody told you in your village that you're mad, let me tell you, you're stupid. What is wrong with you? A lady in university, you're buying her of 60,000 that we don't know the difference of the hair. Am I communicating this morning? No, values have to be different. So now, oh God, if you have friends who will sit down with you and tell you're discussing like all this phone now, you see, we'll buy this phone, but for now, make me hold you. So the guys who you see on campus doing big boys, their fathers are poor. I mean, seeking report. They are struggling in life. But because they have stepped into one association, it's not a cult, but they cannot dare mess up. So they have to maintain a lifestyle that is not theirs. May God deliver you from evil associations in the name of Jesus. When you don't have peace of mind, you have to find how to buy the new clothes. Do you know your friends can make you to kill yourself? Yes. Yeah, I see wearing this clothes. He's out of date now. If you have such friends in your life, See, friends are meant to compliment you and not to compete. I mean, to compete with you. No. They're competing with you. Drop it. I dropped some. Of recent. No. They're not even my friends. They say they're my friends. Because we are doing ministry together. Well, you can't be doing ministry and I'm sincere with you and you're doing competition with me. You compete. Even if I don't know you're competing with me, we still lose. I'm not aware that I want to run the race. They say, oh, you must get said, go. And I turn. So what's going on? You already start running. At the end of the day, when they check the score, I'm first. How did it happen? Oh, you don't know that grace functions, right? And you stay here. Thank you, Father. Some of you are praying down already. You're saying, probably I've missed it in life. I have a good news for you. You have not missed it. I'm talking to you now. I say you have not missed it. Can I have the keyboard this now? I say you have not missed it. I'm coming facing you. I say you have not missed it. You know why? Because our God is a God of love. I was going to do some experiment for you to understand. Our God is what? He's a God of love. God of love. Can I have four persons there? Please, the choir. Those guys there. Yeah, come. All of you. Come. Go to Park Court and now. Come. Pastor Bestman, come. I'll show you this now. I'm ready, now. Can you form a square? Like, hold your hands. Two of you hold your hands like this. Come this side. Yeah. In the middle. Yeah, thanks. So, for the best man, do everything to just be trying. No, don't hold this one. This is the exit. Alright? Now, do everything to walk through past any some space. Give some space. I see. Yeah. No, I mean, give space. Come this side. Do everything possible in the center, right? To exit through every door, but don't pass through here, right? You're trying to, maybe for example now, I want to pass through here, right? Now I'm trying to pass through here, you have to make sure that this door is here. You understand what I'm saying now? Oh, yeah, let's do now. Want to go? You move. Create this door to become here. But Pastor Bestman refuses, I want to pass through here. What do? You quickly adjust the door again to face here, all right? Okay, better see. Just open the hand when you come to that place. You see, this is how mighty our God is. Can you guys see them? This man represents everybody in this house. Because of our parents never told us what God's plan for our life is. They never told us what is hanging on our neck. They never gave us the blueprint of our life. So we are walking through life just aimlessly. We are studying courses that is not even easy for us. Nobody's. We are thinking that we are not smart enough. They've woken up banana. Alright? But how God is. How God is. This is the door for his destiny. He was supposed to pass through here, but he's about to come here, the door. God will open this channel. And hear me. And all of a sudden again too, it feels that this is too easy. No. I want to pass through here. God will open it again for him. You see, God has a system of redeeming time.
It's a bit that I have seen right now.
Don't have that thinking in your heart now that, okay, I've already messed up. There's no way to make it up. Even the GPS, if you're driving with your GPS and you miss your track, what you have to do? You want to reroute. Once you put in there, the GPS has the capacity to navigate the atrium and find out the easiest way for you to pass through. How much more our God?
See, hear me now. Even if you don't believe in yourself, God believes in you. It doesn't matter who doesn't believe in you. God believes in you. God look at the plan he has for you and say, ah, see plan. Did you hear me now? Look at this. God is excited about what you're going to do in this world. Say, see plan. See plan. Plan of about you gone. See plan. Stop looking at yourself like you don't matter. You here this morning? I said, are you here this morning? And God redeems time. Some of you here, you feel like you wasted so much time. You feel like everything is happening for you late. You're always late. Admission late. Graduation late. Everything's happened to you just at the wrong two things. And you're almost giving up in life. In fact, inside of you, you have given up. You're just vibrating on life. You're putting fake smile on your face. Nothing is working for you. I smile on your behalf.
But if you see the plan of God for your life, listen, they stole the coat of Joseph. It's coat of many colors, right? But he never knew that just right in front, a nation will be resting on his shoulders. There was a kingdom being prepared for him. Come on now. Thank you, Jesus. It is people that give up, not God. You see that they say, I will give up, and I forgot. It's a true statement. It's people that give up, not God. God can never give up on God's plan for your life. God can never give up on his plan for your life. Even if he messes up, he says, guy, when you stand up, come over here. Let's continue for where we stand. It's you that give up, not God. Everything God does cannot fail. Are you here? Whatever that is done of God cannot fail. Guess what? You are made of God. Didn't get that? You were made of God. In other words, you can't fail. God is the master planner. Talk to me in tongues. I said, God is the master planner.
Hope you've been blessed by God's words. To get more of our ministry materials, visit our website www.kcwilliamsministry.org. Kindly follow us on all social media platforms at I Am Christ House, and also follow our man of God on all social media platforms at KC Williams NG. Remain blessed.